Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ravi Hoti Singh is here. Ravi is the leader of an organization called Ravi Unites, RAVIUnites.com. He's founded the Ravi Unites Schools. He's traveling the world, folks, literally circumnavigating the world, basically, trying to help people understand the power of not fighting each other. Ravi, you're just outside of Santiago, Chile right now. And tell us what you're doing down there and why do they need you?
Well, you know, I mean, one of the things going on here right now is we're in Santiago, we're seeing and all throughout Chile, the country, we're seeing the biggest uprising of people that we've ever seen since they tried to get rid of the dictatorship.
What are they mad about?
Until 30 years ago. So they're mad about inequality. That's really what it comes down to.
How do they define it? Is it real or is it perceived?
No, it's real. It's definitely very real. This is a situation where, you know, it's even less than the 1%. And this is true in India, too. This is true in a lot of these countries that have emerging middle class. And this is what's so interesting is that,
right,
you know, they pride themselves on elevating people out of poverty into middle class, which they technically are doing. But the real question is, would a middle class exist if there were no credit cards? Mm-hmm. And that's the issue. It's a false economy. There are so many people that are in debt. And when you combine that with poor education, historically, for those that are coming from poverty into the middle class, they don't have the financial literacy to understand what's going on. And then there's predatory lenders out there. People are buying stuff that they simply can't afford. This is an expensive country, cost of living, but the average monthly income is about $580.
Wow.
That's below the World Bank poverty level. And 50% of this population is living with that.
Including the middle class, prices are higher than
the states.
Is that include the middle class at that level?
Yeah, the latest statistic I saw was of the entire population is roughly 50% is living there. So, you know, middle class is a definition.
So what do the protesters want to happen? Do they want somebody to save them?
Well,
do they just want to be better represented? What do they want?
They want to be better represented. They're asking for the president, Piñera, here to step down. He's a billionaire, you know, so he's up.
Is he oppressing them?
No, not. I don't believe so. Now there are others that would disagree. And oppression. I mean, we're not dealing with a dictatorship or anything like that, as far as I can tell.
They're just not happy with the policies.
Yeah, there's abuse. I mean, there's frankly abuse. You know, if you're going to have, and these are conversations we're having in the U.S., and we can actually learn from something like this, because we may see a similar uprising in the U.S. You know, we have to make sure that our middle class is truly
the middle class in the United States is. I agree that it's having a tough time right now, but it comes back to some degree to the things we talked about in the previous segments, the impact of digitization of technology. But what you're experiencing, what you're reporting on in Chile, has already happened in Venezuela. It's Lima, Peru, and Peru's having a similar problem. Are these just,
well?
Go ahead,
Jim. It's happening today in India, in Iraq, in Hong Kong, for different reasons, slightly. But the basic reasons are some form of abuse that is causing inequality, is causing the rich to get richer.
This one of the biggest challenges, one of the biggest sleeper challenges that the president of China has to think about every night right now? when his people, when his 300 million middle class are going to rise up over there?
Yeah, I mean, well, and if you look at India, I mean, you know, India is a country, depending on what numbers you believe, that has half a billion who are living at or below the poverty line.
Right.
Half a billion.
That's
amazing.
Know,
bigger than the entire population.
And many of those people are still cooking their food over charcoal outside, aren't they?
So let me tell you, I partner with a boarding school in the poor for the poor in India. Yeah. It's an amazing project. I was
Hey, hold on to that, Robbie. Hold on to that thought, because if you can stay with us, I want to get you to tell the audience what you're doing, specifically what you're doing after the break.
Okay.
Ravi Unites, folks, RAVIUnites.com is the website. Ravi Unites Schools is the name of the company. Ravi is an amazing global solutions man. He's traveling the world, he's paying his dues, and he's investing his own money in this. So we'll give a platform to somebody like that anytime. 20 till. I'm Jim Blessing. See you with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.